Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special for Amnon Rath Shiyuchu, Uli Nishmas, Maras, Esther Rath Shmuel, to Moshe Vishnu Rath Shmuel, Moshe Mordechai, the Schus Yochevet Fege Bas, Michal Yodis Basia. And we're going to be discussing the Indian of Chalukas Yomim, the different days that a person works for his master, and the days that he's free. In the Gemara in Gittin, and Daf Membeis Amud Aleph, Nakhos Shor Yom Shel Rabbi LeRabbi Yom Shel Atzmoi LeAtzmoi. If somebody gore is an Eved who's half Eved, half Ben Choyrin, if it's Yom Shel Rabbi, if it's the day that he's supposed to work for his master, then what do you got to pay? You got to pay the master. Yom shel atzmoi la'atzmoi. If it's his own day, if it's the day that he's free, then who gets payment for this damage? The Eved himself. Yom shel rabbi la'rabbi, and yom shel atzmoi la'atzmoi. He's gored on the day that his earnings belong to his master, and the axe pays damages to the master. But if he's going to do the earnings belong to himself, you know, that's exactly that. There's damages to the slave himself. Gevaldik. That's the Gemara Gittin and Beis Amud Aleph. Alamiyati Yom Shel Rabbi Yisa Shifchi Yom Shel Atzim Yisa Bas Chorin. So ask the Gemara, wait a second. If that's true, you can split it up like that. So if he's a chetzi av chetzi ben choyrin, why can't he get married? On the day he belongs to his master, he should not be able to get married. But on the day that that he's free or she's free, he should be able to get married. Yom shel rabo yisa shifcha, on the day of his master, he shouldn't be able to get married to a bas chayrin. He should be able to marry a shivcha. And on the day of himself, that he's free, he should be able to marry a bas chayrin. Why do we say he can't get married? Let him marry on the day that he's working to his mat, to a shivcha. And let him marry on the day that he's not working to a bas chayrin. Because on that day he's free. Answers the Gemara, Isser lo komrinon. We're not talking about Isser over here. Isser he can't. We don't split up Isser. We split up the payment of the Nezik, but not Isser. Ad kan midivrei hasugya, and asked Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rabbi Abba Zatzal. We've been going through his shiurim on Gittin, and it's been zeil geshmak. We have to understand the havamina that the chalukas hayom should work even for a surah. We think we say, yeah. Why isn't he able to get married on his free day to a bas chayrin, on his working day to a shivcha? In the Havamina he can, and in the Maskana he can't. So what were we thinking in the Havamina? What were we thinking in the Maskana? The Ktsois, in Simon Reish Mem Tes, Yivkot Beis explains, Lefiyah Maskana, that Bisur Lo Kamrina, that really, La'ilam, Buchatzi Ev, Buchatzi Ben Choyrin, Ben Beyom Shel Atzmim, Shel Rabbi. That Lefiyah Maskana, that he's always an Evet. And therefore he's always Aser, B'Shivcho, U'B'Bas Choyrin. He's always a Chatzi Ev, and a Chatzi Ben Choyrin. Whether he's on a working day, or on an off day, whether he's on a slave day or on a free day, he's always chetzi chetzi. La'olam uchatzi eved v'chatzi ben choyrin. He's always half-half, whether it's a working day or a slave day. And therefore he's always aser b'shifcha u'bas choyrin. And the chalukas hayomim is on legabe hamelacha, working, and shevach, and the tashmishim befo'al. There we say that as far as the working part goes, he's one day free, one day a slave, one day free, one day a slave. But now when it comes to Isser, however, he brings from the Yerushalmi in our Perek, who argues with the Bavli and holds that if he was Mekadesh on a free day, Choshen the Kedushin, the Ketzos explains, the Pshitz Yerushalmi, Shami holds, that B'yom Shel Atzmo Ben Choyrim Gomul, B'yom Shel Rabboi, who Eved Gomul, on the day of himself, he's a complete Ben Choyrim, on the day of his master, he's a complete Eved, and therefore he's Mekadesh Abbas Choyrim on its free day, where Choshesh for the Kedushin, wherever our Gemara argues, and holds that we don't find that an Eved is Choyzer Mishtabed, because Kedushas HaGuf, once it's Chol Shah Achas, as we've discussed in previous Shi'urim, Suloi Parka, once the Kedushas HaGuf of Yisrael is Chal, it never goes away, and therefore it's Muchach, that he's always a Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Ben Choyrim. And the Yerushalmi that holds that B'yom Shel Atzmo Ben Choyrim, Gamul, B'yom Shel Rabu Eved Gamul, that on his free day he's a complete Ben Choyrim, and then in a working day, on a slave day, he's in the complete Eved, holds like Abaye in the Dorim 29a, that Kedushas HaGuf Paka Bichdi. The Yerushalmi holds that Kedushas HaGuf goes away, so Enechinami. On his free day, yes, he's a Ben Choyrin, and that Kedushas HaGuf, that holiness of being a Jew, is able to go away without any further ado. Time is up, his day is up, and it just goes away like Abai holds in the Dorim on 29a, wherever the explanation of the Ktsois in the Shita of the Yerushalmi, that B'yoyim Shel Atzmo Ben Choyrin Gomor, B'yoyim Shel Rav Choyzer Venasa Eved Gomor, because Kedush Saguf Paka Bichdi is Shver. If he becomes a Jew, B'yoyim Shel Atzmoi, how does he become an Eved afterwards? He's a Jew. A Jew can't be an Eved Kenaini. How do you become a Jew? You're a Jew one day, and the next day you're a Goy. Kenizan. Can't be. Can't be. A Jew can't be sold. You're right. Kedush Saguf Paka Bichdi. But a Ben Choyrin, a Jewish man, cannot be sold as an Eved Kenaini. And you can't just be a Jew for a day. That doesn't work. So then we have to understand Pshat in the Yerushalmi, not like the Ktsois. The Ktsois is very shver. Yerushalmi says, we're choshish with the Kedushin on his free day. But then how does, if it's true, if he's Jewish that day, then how does he become an Eved the next day, an Eved Kenaini the next day? Very difficult. Very difficult. And also the explanation of the Ktsois b'shitas habavli, that it's only a chachluka b'tashmish and b'foyal, that the Eved mishtamish ba'atzmo liyoyim echod, v'odon yoyim echod, that what is the bavli hold? That the chaluka here is only a chaluka of tashmish and b'foyal. That one day he serves himself, and his malacha goes to himself, and the next day it goes to his master. So that's the chalukah. Really, he's a chatzi eved chatzi ben choyrin all the time, and therefore he can't get married. But as far as tashmishim goes, as far as malacha goes, there he's one day master, one day himself, one day master, one day himself. But lechoyra, it's hard to understand. Zet Sorich Iyun. Why? Because it says in our sugya, Toshma Hemis, Mishechetzio Eved, Vechetzio Ben Choyrin, Noisen Chatzi Knas L'Rabboi, Vechatzi Koifer L'Yorsha. If an axe killed one who is half slave and half free man, the axe's owner must give half the penalty payment to the slave, to the odin, and half the koifer to the heirs. The Torah says that if an axe is a shoram muad and it kills a slave, you have to pay shleishim sela, shleishim shkolim, to the slave's master. Since this is a penalty, it's paid even if the slave had no monetary value. And if an axe kills a free man, he has to pay his market value while he's been sold as a slave to the victim's heirs. That's called koifer. That's called an atonement, because the axe's owner thereby atones for the loss of the victim's life due to his negligence. In the case where the victim was chetzi eved v'chatzi ben choyrin, the ox's owner must pay half the penalty payment to the master and half the kofer payment to the slave's heirs. The Gemara later on explores how the slave has yorshim. Akopanim, that's what the Gemara says. Frak the Gemara, amai, hachinami leima, yem shel rabbi, l'rabbi, yem shel atzmoi, l'atzmoi. Gemara says, why should this be? On the day that he's working, you should give the master the whole thing. On the day he's not working, you should give the whole thing to his yarshim. If you want to go chetzi chetzi with the avoda, like we said before in the Gemara, that when it comes to working, if he's chetzi chetzi, on his day he gets the money. Hey, when it comes to negicha, Yom Shel Rabbi L'Rabbi and Yom Shel Atzmai L'Atzmai. When it comes to Negicha, he was gored on the day that his earnings belong to his master, the owner of the axe pays damage to the master. He was gored on the day that his earnings belong to himself, the owner of the axe pays damage to the slave himself. So why don't we say the same thing about when the axe kills him? Depends which day. If he kills him on his own day, then the whole koifer goes to the yarshim. If he kills him on the master's day, then the whole shloshim shkalim goes to the master. And just the Gemara, shiny yachad l'kol kal yakarna. The case here in the Braisa differs from the case where the slave merely injured the axe, for here the axe depleted the principal value of the slave when it killed him. Since the value of this half-slave has been permanently lost, the payment for this devaluation is shared by the master and the slave's heirs. Killing is different because that's mamish kal yakarna. The Gemara ruled only that damages are considered income and accrue to whoever the slave worked for that day. It's not logical to extend this to where kal yakarna, there the compensation is split up. Velahechi dami deloy kal yakarna. What is the case of injury to a slave that doesn't deplete his principal value? So there's always going to be a permanent depletion of value, isn't there? Because you assess damages by subtracting its current value if he was sold as a slave from his previous value. So it's always going to be kal yakarna. And it's the Gemara Kon Shiko Yadav Tzansi Yadav. If the axe struck the slave on his hand, and his hand withered, v'soifa lachzol, but eventually be restored to health. In such a case, the payment is made to one who owns the earnings of the chetzi eved, chetzi ben chorin, for that day. In this case, the payment is treated as income and goes to whoever the slave was working for that day. For the slave will eventually return to his prior value. The Braisa speaks of a half-slave killed by the axe, and that's permanent, so that's split up. So the Gemara says, Hanicha l'Abaye. This Hesber works according to Abaye. The Amar Noisen le'Sheves Gedoyle v'Sheves Ktane. Shapir, he says that where a man inflicts an injury from which the victim is expected to recover fully, he has to compensate the victim for his major disability as well as for his minor disability. In other words, if he's going to recover, Abaye says that he has to compensate the victim for his temporary net loss in value, the nezek, as that's the sheves gedola, as well as sheves ktana, his loss due to temporary inability to work. If somebody suffers a passing injury like a withered hand, He recovers in three stages. First, he's in bed, can't work at all, because of the pain. Pain subsides, then he does light work. Then the hand heals, he's like he was before. So according to the Bible, if a person inflicts a passing injury on a victim, his compensation is two payments. First, since his market value will be lowered until his hands are fully recovered, he's compensated for his loss of value. That's called Sheves Gedoyla, because it's payment for the injured person's temporary inability to work at full capacity. Secondly, he must be compensated for his inability to work at all while bedridden. That's called Sheves Ketana. So the first is temporary net loss in value. He can't work at full capacity. So he's worth less. And then he's also Sheves Ketana, that he can't work at all while bedridden. That's called Sheves Ketana. So Shapir, it's correct according to Abaye that the ruling about the injury to a Chatzi Eved is referring to Lo Kal Yakalna, where it's only temporary. Because according to Abaye, such an injury, even when inflicted by an animal, causes the payment of damages. When people do nezek, then they have to pay more than animals. Person who injures another person has to pay for sheves, the lost wages when he's recuperating, and also nezek, and also damages his depreciation and market value. But if an animal injures a person, its owner only pays nezek. So the payment of sheves gedoyla is like nezek, because that's his temporary devaluation. So if an act scores a person and inflicts temporary damage, its owner is liable for sheves gedoyla. That's what the Gemara says, Hanicha la Abaye. It makes sense according to Abaye, where it's talking about where it struck the slave on his hand withered, and it's going to be eventually restored to health. In such a case, the half payment is waived to the one who owns the earnings of the Chatzi Eved for that day. Because an animal has to pay Sheves Ketana, not Sheves Gedoyla. He has to pay Nezek, even when afflicted by an animal. El Rovet Yomar. But according to Rabbi, who says, that if somebody inflicts an injury of Kaya Karna on his friend, of Lo Kaya Karna on his friend, it's passing. He only compensates the victim for the lost wages resulting from his disability on a day-to-day basis. Rabbi holds that the damager doesn't have to pay the victim for the decrease in his principal value, because that decrease is only temporary. However, he must pay the victim for all of his lost wages. Therefore, when the victim is in bed, the damager must pay him the full wages he would have earned before his injury. And after the victim has recovered sufficiently to perform light work, the damager must compensate him for the difference between these wages and his full wages. So according to Rava, when a man injures his friend and lo kal yakarna, it's only temporary. He's paying him shifto shebuchol yom v'yom. So if he's not working at all, you pay all the wages. If he's working somewhat, then you pay the difference between what he would normally earn and what he's earning now. I show who this is the case of an injury inflicted by an axe. Vishol Eino Mishalim Elen Nezek, and the owner of an axe or other animal that injures a person only pays Nezek and not Sheves. The Gemara learns, V'ish ki yitein mum ba'am isoy, and where a man inflicts a wound upon his compatriot, the payment of disability is assessed only when a man injures another man, not an animal. So, if an axe inflicts a passing injury on a person, the owner of the axe doesn't have to pay according to Rava. Since Rava holds that you only pay Sheves shall call Shifto Shebechol Yoim V'Yoim, he only compensates the victim for the lost wages resulting from his disability on a day-to-day basis. So the ruling concerning injury to a Chatzi Eved can't be explained as referring to a passing injury, because this is a case of an injury inflicted by an axe. And an axe only pays Nezek. So according to Rava, if the axe had inflicted only a passing injury on the slave, the owner of the axe wouldn't be liable, because the payment of disability is assessed only when one man injures another, not when an animal injures a man. So if an axe inflicts a passing injury on a person, the owner of the axe doesn't have to pay, according to Rava. Since Rava holds that a per passing injury only is mechayiv shifto shebechol yom v'yom, but not nezek. There's never nezek when an axe does damage. Aishor v'shonim mishalim el nezek. Rashi Haishor Koloimar Hoil Vodam Achoivil Kach Eno Mishalim Nezek Elashevis Shor Patur Lagamri The Heid Varim Gabe Odam Sibelo Gabe Shor Ishkiyetem Mumma Misa Belo Shor Bamisa. So since an Odam Achoivil doesn't pay Nezek, he only pays Sheves. If it's a passing injury, he only pays Sheves. And an axe doesn't have Sheves. So Mela, in our case, there's going to be no payment if we're talking about a passing injury. Because we're talking about an axe. And an axe only pays Nezek. He doesn't pay Sheves. And according to Rava, for a passing injury, all you pay is Sheves. So that doesn't work for an axe. An axe doesn't have to... if it's a passing injury, you only pay Shabbos, and an axe doesn't have to pay Shabbos. There's no Shabbos for an axe. Axe only pays Nezek. According to Rabbi, it works well, because he says you give Shabbos Gedol and Shabbos Ketana, so you are paying Nezek for a passing injury. So the axe is going to pay the Nezek, but according to Rabbi, there's no Nezek to pay. Because Rava holds that if it's a passing injury, all you have to pay is the Sheves. So the ruling concerning an injury to a half slave can't be referring to a passing injury. So the Gemara says, Ibai Yisem Mei Sheiko Adam. So the ruling of the case for the half slave is injured by a person, not by an axe. So therefore, he's going to be getting Sheves from the person. So every day, he pays that day. He pays one day the owner, one day the guy. Or maybe you could say that that ruling isn't a Mishnah Braisa, but a statement, and Rabbi doesn't concur with that statement. It is referring to an injury inflicted by an axe, and it's like Abaye. The owner of the axe is liable for a temporary injury inflicted by his axe. But Rava can dispute that. It's not a mishnah, it's not a braisa. Ad kan midivrei ha-gemara. Very nice. So how does that, what's the problem here for us? Ketzois wanted to say, b'shitas ha-bavli, that it's a chaluka b'tashmishim b'foyah. She'eved mishtamish ba'atzim al yoyim echad v'odin yoyim echad. Really, zechatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. But as far as usage goes, malacha goes, one day master, one day himself. And therefore, you pay. It's the master's day, the master. If it's his day, him. But it says in our sugya that if he killed echatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, he gives half the knas to his master, half the knas to his yorshim. For the Gemara, why don't we say Yom L'Rabbi Yom Shel Atzmo La'Atzmo? And the Gemara answers no, because Kal Yakarna, so you have to pay both of them, because the principal is wiped out. You have to pay both the yorshim, Koifer, and the master his half of the 30 shekel. Ve'echidam diloko Kal Yakarna. What's the case? What's not Kal Yakarna? So we read out in the Gemara, when she called Yeldav, it's some Sigildav v'Sefer La'Atzmo. His hand dried out. That's low kalyakam. That's kalyakam. If we say that it's a chalukah b'tashmishim, what was the havamin of the Gemara that afilu b'kalyakarna, even if the whole keren is wiped out, the whole knas is going to go to himself? The divrei aktsois gam b'yom shel atzma is be'etzem achatzi yevet. Just the tashmish of that day is la'atzma. He's be'etzem echatzi yevet. Just the usage of that day is for himself. Be'etzem is echatzi yevet. So why do we even have a havamina that the whole tashlim knas should be to him? The knas, it's for the gufa shel evet. And the gufa shel evet is half shaykh to the other. So it's pashut that the knas will go chetzi chetzi. So what's b'chlal the havamina that kalya karna should, that Kalya Karna should be going entirely to the person whose day it is. He's Be'etzim Achatzi Yevet, Achatzi Ben Choyer, and Kalya Karna. So it's Pasha, it's you're going to do Chetzi Chetzi with the master, with the Yorshim. So what's B'chav, a Havamin of the Gemara? And also the Maskon of the Gemara, that only B'loy Mechalya Karna, you say Yom Shel Atzmei La'Atzmei, Yom Shel Rabbe La'Rabbe. You have to understand according to the Ketzos. Since it's only a Chaluk B'Tashmishim, even B'Yizik or B'Yom Shel Atzmo, there's a hefshi shel bitul yimei melacha she'achim la'adayim. So I don't understand. He was nizok on his own day. But there's also bitul yimei melacha that are she'ach to the adam. So how's the eved getting all the tashlumin? Hare tzarich liyot she'etchayev gam la'adon b'shvil hefseid yamav. He should also have to pay the adam for his hefseid ayamav. It's bad since he's she'ach to both of them. According to the Ketzos, he bets and belongs to both of them. So why shouldn't he have to pay both of them? So that is our problem. Those are our problems. And Amir Tzashem, in the next shir, we will start making our way towards having some Havana, this Sugya Nefla, the Mesechet Gittin, the Daf Mem Beis. So please stay tuned. And we will see more and more neflois mitoras Hashem. Thank you so incredibly much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you. Shalom, shalom.